You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
Hi, I'm Hermina Shabazz, voice of Black Star Political Party on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Also coming to you via EPRN is absolutely fabulous Shea Soufflé, 100% African shea butter whipped to creamy perfection with essential oils, natural scents, and lots of love. Visit our website, afshea.com, and or your local beauty supply store for healthy glowing skin today. And thank you for joining me this afternoon. Let's talk about it. Biden is not human. Yes, I'm diving right on into the whole conversation. Biden is not human, okay? This whole political party thing is just not human. This don't seem real. You have a man who literally says things and not realize what he has said. Like he's used the word N-word several times and hadn't realized he used it. And there's other things, too. It's just so... And let's talk about it. Let's talk about how pretty much this man is not very nice when it comes to children, you know, especially little girls. We have Satan running our world. We have Satan running our world at this point. That's what's going on now. Lucifer has dominion over this world, and it's his time to rule. He has the nations doing his bidding. And Biden just happened to be one. I know everybody was talking about, oh, how you go for Trump, how you do this for Trump. I'm not a Trumpian, and I'm not a Biden. But I do know what we're in, and I understand the system that we're in. We're divided amongst two evils. You know, pretty much Trump, I hate to say it this way, but he's like the lesser of two evils and so forth. So we have two evil people up front playing this role, right? And now we have the real evil of the evil. And I mean, a lot of our black people voted for this person, voted for Biden because, you know, we had to get Trump out. That was the big thing. We got to get Trump out. You know, he's racist. He's this, he's that. But not to mention that so are the Democrats. Both political parties are one of the same bird. They're two feathers of the same bird. You know, and pretty much right now we have the Democratic Party, who actually in the very beginning, if we really want to get serious and talk about how black votes used to be in the beginning when we first were starting to vote and getting a chance to vote, when we could vote, we talked about how pretty much that black people pretty much got to vote for Republicans, or they voted Republican. And it actually, the white Republicans were working with the black Republican voters and things like that. So you have those, yeah, that going on. And that's very little known history about our people. We didn't vote Democrat. Democrat actually was the opposite. And it was more of a Southern thing. And those who owned slaves and things like that, who had that mindset, back in the Democratic days, you know, back when it was flipped the other way, when it was actually the Dems that were actually the problem. But there's information on there, out there, about that kind of thing as far as it goes, as far as has, you know, black people voting Democrat or Republican. But back in the day, black people voted Republican at the time. And we thought our vote counted. When we assumed that, you know, once we were free and liberated and whatever like that, that we were able to pretty much, you know, be fit in with society and get moving, you know, and do our thing. But come to find out, we haven't, you know. I mean, nothing has really changed, especially since the Democratic Party had taken over. But there's some videos out there that talks about that and gives a great idea about what's going on. But here's the thing. We were never meant to have rulership or good participation in this society, in this system. For the black society is under, well, we were under a curse. Ah, that sounds strange. I know. Oh my gosh, here she goes. Curse, what are you talking about? Well, a curse that plagued not just black, because black is a color. Okay, let's get that straight. Black, being black is a color. And so anyway, we're going to talk more about that in a little bit. We'll just take a quick little break. We'll get back to you.
Have you ever wondered how your shoes are made? Ever wondered about the quality and craftsmanship involved in making them? What you wear on your feet is important. That's why I prefer to style and profile in my pair of Black Star Politic sneakers. Go to aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic. Distinguish and separate yourself from the rest with your style. Check out the latest shoe and sneaker designs created not only to support your feet. The footwear also supports the efforts of the Black Star Political Party movement. Enter a new era of empowerment, all while wearing your pair of Black Star Politic or Lady Black Star handcrafted shoes and sneakers. Order yours at aliveshoes.com/brand/blackspolitic.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Let's get back to this topic here. What did I mean when I said being cursed, that black people were cursed? Well, first of all, it's not going to be all black people that have been cursed. It's just only a certain few, a select few out of a nation of people. And let's see here. We have the, let's listen to this. Let's say Genesis 49:10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Okay, why would I bring up that scripture, that verse? Well, that's letting you know that there's a tribe, and we know that in the scriptures, or in the good book, or the Bible, Torah, most people call it, there's a people, Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, were chosen by the Most High out of all the nations on the earth. He created everybody. Yes, he created the whole thing. He created everybody on earth. He created Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Okay, as we know, that Ham and Shem are dark races. So kind of give you a little background about these people. So when I say black people, I mean there's definitely more than just Israel that's black. There's other nations of black people as well. But this specific group right here, the Most High chose for himself out of all the nations on the earth. And because, so back to about the being cursed. Let's go ahead and stick to the topic. Pretty much being cursed. Let's look at Deuteronomy 28:68. And it said, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. By the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. Also, let's check out verse 47 of that same verse. And this says, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thy enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. Now, let's that verse right there is alone. So we pretty much know that this is Black History Month. February is Black History Month, and we know about the slave trade. We knew that Israel was scattered amongst the nations. And mostly it started pretty much earlier than the so-called Atlantic part of the slave trade. It actually started going to the south, to the Caribbean first. And that was an early slave trade. That was when we really started getting dispersed. The final captivity also of Israel. But anyway, so we ended up making it over to the Americas through the European slave trade over the Atlantic. And pretty much we were in captivity. And this is what happened to us. I mean, we really disappointed our God. I mean, how do you disappoint the creator of all things? How do you disappoint? It's like disappointing your father or your mother. You know, definitely your father, because, you know, those who come from a close-knit family, You know, you love your fathers. Your fathers are the head. They're the strong. They're the bond of the family. But let's say you become that son that wanders away from your father and not take heed to the things he say that could save your life. Foremost, he has way more knowledge than you. He's way more in tune to what's going on than you. But you chose in your own ignorance and in your own self and in your own lust and your own ideas, decide to follow what you think is best, listening to that negative spirit in your mind, telling you to go against your father. And so therefore, bad things start to happen to you because you didn't listen to your father. And so pretty much that's what happened to the black race. To make a long story short, to the so-called black race, who we now know that we are Israel at this point. We do know that we're Israel, we're Hebrews, and that we know that we have been under a curse and been under some strong delusions for many, many years now. So pretty much, you know, Israel, we are Israel. And that pretty much we need to pull ourselves together. And again, like I said, we're under leadership of devils and demons and things like that. When you listen to the voice of Black Star, you'll be informed about events and opportunities in our communities. Listen and tell your friends about the voice of Black Star on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit ExquisiteBarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
And yes, and as I was saying, you pretty much have, you know, pretty much the Lord had enough of our misbehavior. He had enough. So he kind of let us go out there and say, okay, this is what you want to do. You want to follow the gods. You want to follow men and their laws and doctrines. Even though his laws and statutes were not grievous, but we want to be like the Gentiles. We want to be like the rest of the world, which he did not create us to be. He created us to be the rulers of the world. And pretty much, so this is what he said to us on verse 49. He said, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle fly, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young, and he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil. And it goes on in sheep and flock and stuff like that. So that scripture goes on that about that. And it's letting you know that pretty much we as so-called African-Americans, blacks, are all those of the diaspora who also, because we did just come to the Americas, we also went to in Europe as well, in other countries as slaves. We are India and stuff like that. So, yeah, our slave trade was pretty big. But pretty much I'm just speaking on the American side because I'm in America. And I'm in the United States and stuff. So I kind of have pretty much my experience here, as I can kind of tell you that. And we witness every day we being slaughtered, that our old and our young slaughtered. Kids, we have murders all the time by the police against our people and other white people that's come along and they just kill our people like we're just animals. They always say they fear for their life. But how can you fear for your life from a child playing in the park with a fake toy gun, you know, or either sometimes just walking or saying he had Skittles and assume it was a gun, you know, or how do you put your foot on a man's neck, even though there may have been a crime committed? It doesn't require murder and death all the time, you know, but our people get death. The sentence is death at all the times. And the Most High did tell us, he said he will have him, you know, he said they'll put a yoke of iron on our neck until we have been destroyed. And so then that iron is that knee. That iron is that gun pointed at the young youth's face and head. But again, you know, right now, we're in some turmoil. And like I said, again, we're being ruled by demons and devils at this point. And I know that seems strange and weird to a lot of people, but that's the truth. We're being ran by principalities and powers beyond measure. And that, and in order to be able to combat it and to defend ourselves, we got to get back to our Creator. We got to come out of the world. You know what I'm saying? We got to leave the world alone. We got to come out of our flesh and join the Most High in His Spirit and in truth, because that's how He said you're supposed to, you know, trust in Him in spirit and truth. So with that being said, I mean, there's so much more to talk about and everything, and this is kind of my first news talk and everything, and I will be back on with more information and more talks, different discussions, and talk more about us as a people and what our job is and what we are supposed to be doing here on this earth in this time of chaos and turmoil. And if tribulations is happening, and the tribulation of Jacob's troubles is definitely on the way. You know, with this vaccine they're trying to pump into our system. You know what I'm saying? First it started out, oh, everybody and everything, they shut the world, they shut, pretty much shut the world down. Then turn around and say, okay, we can get this vaccine together. They shut the world down so they can get their vaccine together so they can get together the disease, the death that they want to put out there for a certain group of people. Yes, they have to put it out there for everybody, but they definitely want a certain group of people, because they can't let those people or allow those people to actually live for what Most High had given promise to. So please, Israel, be strong. Stay strong. Stay focused and diligent in the word. Remove your flesh. At this point, you have to become flesh free. And I know that seems strange, but we got to get deeper. We got to dig deeper into our thoughts and our, and pretty much make sure that we understand that this is a spiritual battle. We are at spiritual warfare here. So please get into your scriptures, pray, and be blessed, family. And I watch over you, I pray over you, and I pray to the Most High that He bless you and continue to keep you. Hallelujah. Selah. Amen.